The following audio may contain the personal testimonials of some OPTAVIA coaches or clients of OPTAVIA. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OPTAVIA team.
I am a registered nurse. I am also a certified OPTAVIA coach, and I'm so happy to be here with you tonight. This is the call for our current and potential OPTAVIA clients, coaches, and health professionals, and it's going to last for about 30 minutes. It's designed to be an interactive call where you can ask questions and get answers from health professionals right away. Keep in mind that we'll do our best to answer your questions, but we also encourage you to contact your personal health care provider, as they are an important part of your transformation and your personal health journey, especially if you're taking medications or have any medical considerations. I'm going to share a quick health tip in just a second, and after that, we'll get right to the question and answer portion of our call. But first, I want to know who all is out there with us. So let's get started. If you'd like to say hello, you're going to have to hit star 6 to unmute your phone. Then share your first name, where you're from, and your success so far with our program. Then I'm going to ask that you hit star 6 again so that your phone can be muted and it'll keep our line as clear as possible. So, hey, everybody, who's out there with me tonight?
Hi.
My name is Paul from Gulf Breeze, Florida.
Hi, who's this from Florida?
My name is Paul from Gulf Breeze, Florida.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm well. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Have you been on your journey for a while?
No, we've actually just started and are having some significant problems with it. In particular, my wife is. I am too, but not nearly as significantly as she is, and just need some.
Okay. Well, I'd love to chat with you about
that. We've got to figure out a different way to do it, or we won't be able to continue.
Okay. Well, we can chat as soon as we open it up for questions and answers. I'm so glad you joined us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I heard a lady that was trying to say
yes.
Hi.
That was me.
Hi.
My name is Ann Carter. I'm in Roanoke, Virginia, and I'm a health coach and have been one for 4 years and love this program, love what it's given me, and I will stop talking because I could go on and on.
thank you. So you would say that the entire program is successful for you?
Oh, extremely. And also it's been a financial gift to my life, yes.
That's fabulous. Well, thanks for joining us, Anne.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Linda from Lamont, Illinois, and I just started on the program Sunday. So I'm brand new.
Well, that is awesome, Linda. Good job. Congratulations. I'm making that choice, and congratulations on joining us tonight.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello?
Denise
Hi.
From Long Beach. Hi. I've been on it for 2 years, and I've been a coach for a year and a half.
That's fabulous. You've had success, Denise.
Yeah, I dropped 50 pounds and feel a lot better.
nothing like dropping a few pounds to get that body feeling better, huh?
Well, it was not just that baggage that left. It was mental baggage that went too. So it's pretty cool because I got much stronger emotionally. So I'm really blessed.
That is awesome. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's funny. And I'll share a little bit when I was actually losing all the weight, people kept telling me that I was getting happier as I got, or no, I was getting nicer as I got thinner. So, yeah, I considered that a win-win.
Absolutely.
All right, I have time for one more. If somebody else wants to say hi.
Hello. My name is Karen Shannon. I am a OptaVia coach, and I've been a coach since November. I'm also an internal medicine physician assistant, and I can tell you I love this program. It's been financially and rewarding, as well as I've lost 44 pounds. My husband's lost 66 pounds, and it's just been an awesome adventure.
Wow. You guys lost 110 pounds without having to kick either one out.
I know. You know, so we lost a person, so it's been pretty amazing.
Exactly.
I love it. I love coaching as well. I do have a medical question tonight, and I don't know when I should ask that for one of my clients.
Okay, when we get to the questions and answers, I'd love to hear
okay.
from you.
Okay.
All right.
Perfect.
So I'm going to ask everybody right now to go ahead and star six your phone again, because I just want to share a couple of things. Just for those of you that may not know me real well, I've been doing this a while. I started this program way back in 2007. And so I've been around the block a few times, and I was just looking at some of the things that we used to share. And I found this article, and it's written by Dr. Wayne Anderson. Some of you may know him, our beloved Dr. A. But it's about back to school. And it's titled Back to School Optimal Health 101. And I just thought that was an appropriate time. I know here in Louisiana, our kids, today was the first day of school for a lot of them. So I just wanted to share, as you guys are all getting ready to maybe get in that habit again, and not just that I don't have any kids in school, I don't have any kids at home anymore, thank goodness, but it's just a wonderful thing to look at and think about as we go into the fall season. So number one is do as much as possible the night before. You know, it's just about habits. It's going to ensure that you're not rushed in the morning, and then you'll have time for your breakfast, which is a really healthy habit. The second thing, pack healthy snacks in your purse, your briefcase, your car. You know, that's one of those things. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So it's how easy is that, especially with our fueling? I mean, it's so easy. I used to always have a shake in my car. It was a packet of a shake because it didn't go bad, it didn't melt, and I could find water anywhere. So it's just something you can do. Stock your house with nothing but healthy foods and snacks for kids. Because, you know, they don't have to have the bad stuff. I don't know, I was in that mindset too. Oh, but my kids, you know, they deserve this. What? Deserve unhealthy food. What a stinking thinking I was doing. So stock your house with nothing but healthy food snacks. Plan meals and grocery shop ahead of time. Yeah, if you work Monday through Friday and your kids are in school, you know it's going to be busy. So take a Saturday or a Sunday. It can even be a fun time with the kids, you know, if you want to. Have everybody kind of, hey, what do you want? What do you want? What you pick one night. You pick what you want for dinner. And then plan and have those things ready. And delegate. Assign children age-appropriate tasks to keep them involved and help get dinner started. You know, you can ask your teen to chop vegetables. Your preteen can gather needed ingredients and put them on the counter. There's all kinds of things like that. Children take pride in being a part of a meal and be more likely to eat what's in front of them if they feel invested. And another tip, I love Dr. A for this one, turn off the TV during dinner time. It acts as a two-for-one benefit for your family. Not only do you tend to eat less when you're mindful of your plate, but you also have the opportunity to find out how your children are adjusting to the school year. Don't forget, if teens and preteens aren't as open as you would like them to be, don't pressure them to talk. Watch for all those nonverbal cues. And trust your instincts. After all, you've known them for their whole life. And the last tip he gives is don't overbook. By keeping one weekday afternoon free, it gives your children time to relax and recharge. It can also provide time to catch up or get ahead on schoolwork, which can help keep the stress levels down. So by choosing to put your family's health and happiness first, you can't go wrong, and you'll definitely be able to power through the challenges of starting a new school year and the new challenges that any new school year could throw your way. So I just wanted to kind of throw a few of those things out. Again, our health and our journey is not all about losing weight. It's about optimal living, living the Optavia life. And I just hope that can maybe help you along your way. I just wanted you to know, too, in case you didn't notice, I did not introduce a medical professional with me tonight because I don't have a doctor with me, but, I meant a physician. I am a medical professional. I do have some of our other nurses, though. I believe Marcia and Miriam are going to be joining us. So, guys, y'all feel free at any time to interject anything that you feel you need to. Now, I'm going to go ahead and open this up at 7:10. So we have about 15 to 20 minutes to have questions and answers. So if you would, everybody be polite, but hit *6 on your phone, and let's get to some of those questions. Paul, I'm going to ask for you first because you mentioned that you and your spouse, I think your wife, were having trouble. So are you still there, Paul?
Can you hear me?
If you're talking, now I can hear you, yeah.
Okay. We just started. Today is the third day. My wife has some significant and unusual health issues. She has something called, the whole name is Arnold Chiari malformation. They just refer to it as Chiari. And then she also has, she contracted Guillain-Barré syndrome when she was in high school. So the issue that we have right now is, and I understand a lot of people during the first week or so don't feel all that sporty when they start the program. I've heard that several different ways. And I haven't felt great. Some of yesterday and today, most of all of yesterday and today, is starting to get a little better, it seems like. But she has had just excruciating headaches yesterday. And yesterday was, I think, worse. But all, I mean, when I say headaches, I mean laying in a recliner with an eye, like a night eye thing on, and then a blanket over a head headache. And then had to go, just go back to bed, I don't know, 2 or 3 hours. It's 7:15 here, so she went back to bed probably 3 hours ago. Just can't deal with it anymore. And I don't know that it's, she has, she's had to have brain surgery and some other stuff, but so I don't know if that's just the, and I'm not familiar with all of my terms, if it's the five and one that we're on now, or if there's a different program that would be better for her, or just looking for some possible help there.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I'm so sorry that you guys are having this experience because that's miserable, and I get that. I totally do. Number one, I would make sure that your wife's primary care physician or primary care provider is aware of what she's doing.
Frankly, no help. Let me stop you because that's frankly no help. The doctor, most primary doctors have no idea what Chiari is. Most neurosurgeons, but a lot of neurologists are kind of like, well, yeah, I kind of heard one chapter about it in college.
Yeah, right. Well, here's what I know about weight loss and our program. So when you get started on the 5-in-1, you are dropping your calorie intake down to somewhere between 850 and 1,000 calories.
Right.
And that's if you're doing your 5 fuelings and your lean and green every day. Now, the first thing, and this is so typical, as the medical professional, the first thing I thought of was, oh, heck, that is not healthy. So here's the point to that. It's not healthy if that's what you're going to maintain. If that's all you ever had, that's starving. But here's the deal. Because we use the fuelings we do, and because we use the lean and green that we do, we are getting very healthy calories in. We're getting all the nutrition we need in, but our body doesn't have enough energy to run. So it wants us to eat what we're used to eating. It wants us to give it the high carbs, the high calories, the easy sugars, because that's what it's used to. So the first day is not usually too bad. It's okay. But the second day, your body's like, oh, wait a minute, we got to stop this. So it starts with the cravings. It starts with, I'm going to give you a little headache because, hey, I need sugar. Give me sugar. Then by the third day, your body is fighting with everything it has not to go into fat burn because that's how we're designed. We're designed to store our fat for the famine. And it wants to make darn sure you're in a famine before it's going to burn fat. So it's going to pull out all the guns. And this is when, and believe me, I had that headache. I was working in an operating room, and I had to put sunglasses on my eyes because my head hurt so bad. It was awful. And yeah, I had reached a point where
we were very close to going to the ER. She's been in a recliner with completely right. blind. Eyes and earplugs in your ears all of yesterday and
right.
all of today.
Right. Now, I had gotten to the end of day three, and I made a vow to myself that if I woke up on day four and it wasn't better, then I was going to have to stop and get with my health coach and maybe start again or whatever. But day three came around, day four, and I was okay. I kind of felt a little hungover from the migraine, but it was better. Now, I'm not telling you that's what's going to happen with your wife, but what I'm saying is it could.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, and with you too, usually when you are feeling so awful by that towards the end of day three, it means you're literally hours from burning your own fat. And here's what happens. When that switch flips, then all of a sudden, you're going from that low-calorie deficit to all the calories you need because your body's going to burn enough fat to give you the calories that you need to have to get through your day. And then you are off the sugar. The sugars have leveled out. The insulins have leveled out, and you start to feel better. Now, that's a healthy person, or I should say a not sick person who's starting this. That's usually what happens. I can't emphasize enough to drink enough water, hydrate yourself well, a minimum of 64 ounces of water every day. With your wife, because of her health issues, if it doesn't get better, what she could possibly do is work with her health coach and come down off that 5 and 2 and maybe go to the 4 and 2. There are different programs where you can do 4 fuelings and 2 meals. Now, your calorie intake is going to be higher. She may not get into that fat burn as quickly. She can still lose weight, but she will kind of normalize and take it at a slower pace. I would just hate for her to switch right now because she's right there at day three and tomorrow morning could be better, but you're the one who has to judge and so does she. But instead of just quitting, that's it, I quit, I'm just going to go back to the way I was, get with your health coach, see what other things are available. There are some other plans that are higher in calories. The calories may help her feel better, but she won't be getting those sugar boosts and the things that have led, you know, that leads us all down that path to weight gain. Does that help you at all, Paul?
Probably not. Just because we've been married 20 years, and this is watched this whole, you know, this not this whole thing. I mean, she'll be 60 in November, and this is a congenital issue. Part of it, the Guillain-Barré obviously is not.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I don't. My guess is probably at least trying to do, because there's vitamin D deficiency. She doesn't uptake folic acid like a normal person. She's got some other, some genes that are, because of Chiari, it's kind of rare. There's some genes in there, and it's an acronym, and I don't remember it. That, for example, she just went to one doctor recently, and this gene, he said, it's about 1 in 100,000 people have one of these genes from one parent mutated. He said, in my 35-year career, you're the first person that I've ever seen that has two. And he goes, she goes, you really are truly more than one in a million. And with those being screwed up, you don't uptake folic acid like you should. She has to be on a prescription vitamin D pill and some other things. So,
well, and Paul, that's why I was saying, I really, really think whatever physician is caring for her needs to know what this program is. Did you get Dr. A's Habits of Health in your start kit?
You kind of cut out again.
The book? Did you get Dr. A's Habits of Health in your start kit when you guys got started? It's Dr. Anderson's book.
No.
Okay. I would get with my health coach because they can get you. And where I'm going is there's an appendix in the back of the book that is for health professionals that explains what this program is and some of the testing and things that if a professional wants to watch, you know, could maybe order. Get your health coach, and they can get this to you. The other thing is I would call her and say, or him, and say, hey, I want that Habits of Health. I want the book because the book is going to give you a lot more than just dieting. It's a lot more about how to change habits that can help with her health. I'm going to tell you, get with your health coach. There's also the nutrition department at Optavia. Your coach can put you in touch with them, and you can get more help this way, just like you did. You got on the call tonight, and I think that's fabulous. And I'm so sorry I don't have a physician with me. But number one, I can tell you and her, this is not uncommon for any not well person who's starting this, that we're going to feel awful. And it's horrible, and it can be. Some people don't have this. I did. By day four, I felt better. I was in fat burn. I had the energy I needed, and I felt much better. And by the first week, it was amazing. I'm not saying that's going to happen to you. I'm not saying that can happen for her. But you could be right there on the cusp. Get in touch with your primary care physician. Explain what this program is. Get with your health coach and call. You can call into Optavia, and you can ask for a consult with their nutritionist. And it could be that you're going to have to adjust this so that she's not trying to get into this major fat burn this fast, and that could make her feel better. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
It.
Thanks for the call, and good luck.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Karen, I'm going to ask for Karen. She was our medical assistant, I believe, who had a question.
Here I am.
Hello? Hi, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing well. Actually, I'm a physician assistant. My question is, I have a client. Unfortunately, it's about headaches. So, and I've been doing this since September, and this is my first client that's actually had this issue. So I don't want the previous caller to think that this is a common issue. But she's been on the program 4 weeks. She's lost 22 pounds, feels fantastic, loving the program. But unfortunately, she had a prior history of migraine headaches, about two or three in her life, and she's now having them frequently since she started the program. She's hydrating, and I just didn't know if there was any other advice for migraine sufferers, or if that's a common issue that you guys find on the program.
Oh, that's a great question, Karen. It's been my experience, and this is a lot of personal and as a coach, that migraines are lessened a lot. Before I started, I just want to share a little bit. You know, when I started this program, I was pushing 300 pounds. I had migraines probably at a minimum of once a month. And it was not regular. It was not according to a menstrual cycle or anything like that. It was just at least every 3 or 4 weeks I had a migraine that put me to bed. And when I started this program, I had one on day two. And since then, and that was 2007, so that was 11 years, I've had one more. Now, that's been my experience. Most, that's personal. Most of the time with my patient, my clients, I do not see an increase in migraines unless things are happening. If she's losing a lot of fat and she is having menstrual irregularities, adipose tissue fat makes and stores estrogen. So a lot of times as you're losing that, you have estrogen surges that can make, can create headaches. So you might ask if she's having any period irregularities or changes. Lack of hydration is another thing, in which you said she is hydrating, so that is good. Those are usually the things that
and I
see.
Actually, you know, I know that soy, you know, is an estrogen pro-estrogen. So I told her the exact same thing: estrogen stored in fat, and then possibly with the soy in the products, maybe that is.
Yeah, but
you know, you've got an estrogen surge.
Yeah, the soy is not an estrogen. The soy is a plant-based estrogen, which is not like what we have. It does not mimic estrogen in our system. If any, but you're right. I mean, if she's losing a lot of fat, losing a lot of weight, then that would correlate with losing a lot of fat, and it could be estrogen surges that are causing the headaches. My recommendation, number one, most of the time, a lot of times, I should say, it's not uncommon, that at about week 3 or 4, it's almost like our body kind of readjusts and reboots itself. And it's like all of a sudden, sometimes you just don't feel quite right. The weight's not quite as moving as fast, or something's just not right. And then all of a sudden, it just starts again and you feel better. It's what I compare to a computer reboot. It's almost like our system has to say, okay, this is not going to change. This is how we're going to be for a while, so let me reboot. Marcia or Miriam, do you guys have any experience with this or anything else that might be of help to Karen and her client?
Hey, Frieda, it's Marcia.
Hi, dear.
Can you hear me? Okay.
Yes, I can.
Hi. When people get migraines, I also look at, I think you pretty much covered it. And I think also what I look at is, are they getting enough, a lot of times, electrolytes, either in a sports drink or in some chicken broth or even some dill pickles? I think sometimes that helps. And I know we're coming out with new products probably that'll help balance electrolytes better. I think sometimes people, electrolytes, they go off, and the weather adds and compounds everything. So does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true, Marcia. Yeah, you're perfectly right. Powerade makes a Powerade Zero that has no sugars, so there's no carbs in it. And you can even count 32 ounces of your Powerade to your total. You can add that in to your water intake. And yes, Optavia is coming out with some enhanced things for your water. I think it's on the 13th that they'll be available.
Yeah.
So that's next week. And take a look into those. Things like a cup of chicken broth a day and just make you feel better. And thank you, Marcia. Yeah, it's exactly right. That salt intake can, an electrolyte imbalance can do that. I hope that helps, Karen. And guys,
yes,
we just have a couple minutes left. Does anyone else have anything that they'd like to share or question?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi there.
I heard somebody say yes. Hi.
Hi, can you hear me okay?
I can now, yes.
Okay, thank you. Well, I have a client who has been on 5-in-1, and she just found out that she is actually pregnant. So she's concerned that the fuelings might cause some problem since she's been, you know, eating them consistently for a few weeks. I wasn't sure how to respond to that, since I know that usually pregnant women aren't on program?
Okay, so that's a great question. And yeah, she needs to stop the 5-in-1. And it has nothing to do with the fuelings. It has to do with we don't want a pregnant woman in a fat-burning state.
Okay.
So the fuelings themselves are fabulous. They're healthy. There's no artificial sweeteners in them. There's no artificial colors. There is absolutely nothing wrong with eating that food. Because remember, it's food. It's what it is. So that is healthy. I would recommend to her that she share this with her OB and let him or her direct her in her eating. Definitely get off the 5-in-1. But she can do a good maintenance diet. You know, this is where the habits of health really come in, because there's lots of wonderful, healthy fuelings that you can do yourself that are in the book. And like I said, she needs to increase her calories. She does not need to be in fat burn, but she can follow a caloric intake that's given to her by her OB, and she can actually not gain weight. We don't want her to lose weight, but, you know, when I was pregnant, and I know that's back when rocks were new, but so long ago, but for the first 20 weeks of my pregnancy, I did not gain a pound. Although my baby weighed 8 pounds when he was born, I was fine. I was just, my baby was gaining weight and I wasn't. So my weight stayed the same, which, in, you know, was fine because I was eating a healthy diet. So get her off the 5-in-1. The fuelings should be fine, but tell her to check with her OB doctor and get her to ask her OB, how many calories does he want her to take in? And then she can follow in the habits of health, you know, with the good low glycemic index choices and healthy foods. She should do fine and have a wonderful pregnancy. And tell her, I say, congratulations.
Thank you. I will.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, guys, I actually have a little bit after 30 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and end this call. Marcia and Miriam, thank you so much for joining me tonight. I do appreciate it. Remember, you can subscribe to our support calls via iTunes podcast, or you can hear a few prior weeks' recordings of these helpful calls on your Health Coaches co-branded website. The playback of tonight's call should be available within about 48 hours. If you have any questions in between support calls, please first connect with your coach, and for additional help, email nutritionsupport@optavia.com. And again, your healthcare provider is there to serve you as well. Remember, this call happens weekly on Wednesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern, as does our Habits of Health webinar, which actually starts right now. So if you want to get on that Habits of Health webinar, simply access Zoom, and that is Z as in zebra, Z-O-O-M as in Mary. You log into Zoom on your computer, click join a meeting, and then enter this ID number. It is 1-1-3-3-1-2-5-1-3. That number again is 1-1-3-3-1-2-5-1-3. Congratulations to all of you who joined us tonight. Congratulations on investing some time in your health. We're so glad you joined us. Have a great night. See you next week. Bye, everybody.
This audio may have contained the personal testimonials of some OptaVia coaches or clients of OptaVia. The results relayed in these messages are based on the unique experiences of the participants, and we cannot guarantee like or similar outcomes. While you may be inspired by these accounts, please note that any stories of success have not been verified, and your individual path to optimal health will vary. As always, it is our recommendation that you consult with a healthcare provider before starting a weight loss program. Yours in health, the OptaVia team.